Snyderville Planning Commission starts its regular meeting Tuesday, 6 p.m. at the Rich and Services Building. The Winter Sports School, which this year got an approval as a state charter school, offers an educational curriculum during the warmer months for youngsters who will be competing during the winter. County Staff Planner A.C. Cause said the school will be moving from its current location at the Olympic Sports Park.
They've just been dealing with size constraints, the number of students. So that was the main reason. And they did get their charter school designation recently, and they were looking for a new location where they could fit the number of students that they would really like.
The school's on the agenda for a public hearing and possible vote. If it's approved for a conditional use permit, it will be located at the intersection of Highway 224 and Old Ranch Road. It would be on the southeast corner and across the street from the Montessori School. Cause said the school will be converting a residence on the site.
Currently, it's an unfinished single-family residence, and the school plans on first using that, converting it, obviously, to classes first. And if all goes well, there's a potential for a 10,000-square-foot addition later on.
So how many square feet to begin with?
I believe it's 9,000 square feet. It's all one building. It obviously, a single-family residence. It's all finished from the outside. Inside, some rooms were finished, some aren't, but obviously it'll have to be converted into classes. The addition would actually be stacked right onto the to the existing house, and it's designed in a manner where it does not look so large. So it's overall, staff is satisfied with the design.
At build-out, the square footage would be 19,000 square feet. The school organizers want to move pretty fast on the conversion, and the goal is to start operating by fall of 2014. The addition could be years out, he said, depending on the growth of enrollment. Under Utah law, the review of a charter school is similar to that of a school district building. The Planning Commission is more limited than a normal project in what it can review.
There are a lot of items and aspects of the Snyderville Basin Development Code that the Planning Commission will not be able to take into fact, but the applicant has been really good to work with, and they came in with an open mind, and it's been encouraging. So they are meeting Chapter 4 requirements, even though a lot of them they do not have to meet.
What are some of those items that you're forbidden to look at or to consider?
Architecture, imposing requirements such as landscaping, fencing, aesthetic considerations. And the applicant just voluntarily did a lot of these without being required.
County Staff Planner A.C. Cause. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.